are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at Lighthouse Chapel International Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
With your people singing praises, I'd love to stand and rejoice.
Next week is Galatians 6:6. Hallelujah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Which now is no longer called Galatians 6:6. It's called Honor Your Prophet Sunday. Hallelujah. Hype. H-Y-P. I don't know whether I like the word hype. You know, it's honor your prophet, period. It's H-Y-P. All right, it's a prophet's honor Sunday. And I think it's going to be fantastic. See, I am thinking about those days when we call it Galatians 6:6 in honor of me. And there was a time that they put thrones for my wife and I, we should come and sit on so that you will honor us. And they brought my boss, they brought all kinds of people to the place. I can't forget that day. You know, and, you know, I look at those days and I ask myself that, is it the same way that we are honoring the one who trained me to be a pastor? It's a good question. And I wonder whether it is my fault or it's your fault. You see? Because how come that when it was me, we would bring thrones, bring my boss here, celebrate, bring all kinds of gifts. Say my lawnmower and everything came from Galatians 6:6. You know? And now when I directed, we directed that it should go to the one who sent me to you, it has changed. Now I understood yesterday. When yesterday, you know, we had a seminar, outreach seminar. Very powerful. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Very awesome. You know, many people cannot clap because most of you were not here. Give me a wave if you are here. Now, watch this. See the number of people that were here. Okay. Now, give me a wave if you were not here. If you are not here. See, they won't give. Put their hands down. Very, very powerful. What a blessing. You know, what I learned from that, and it ministered to me throughout as I was leaving the whole day, the whole night. The place was packed, but with people that came from St. Louis, from Alabama, from Birmingham, Chattanooga, Nashville. They came, drove hours to come and hear the seminar, and the theme was Biblical solutions to parenting challenges. And I don't think we are the best of parents, but we didn't come. You know? And I told myself that, oh, this is very painful, but I saw it was in the Bible already. They did it to Jesus. They did it to Jesus Christ. Therefore, I'm not surprised that it's being done to me. Actually, I'm very happy that it's being done to me. Clap for yourself for not coming. Now, I'm still receiving a lot of texts from Nashville and from all over the place, including live stream, asking things, what do I do about this thing, this, all kinds of things. But the Bible explains it, Mark chapter 6. You know, Mark chapter 6. First of all, I think that there's a scripture that you probably need to know. I don't know whether it is in, I think it's in Matthew chapter 12. Verse 43. Let's look at it. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 or 42. Matthew chapter 12. I'm trying to get to something. And from verse 42, it says, the queen, Jesus Christ, was then, people were not receiving from him from other places. And then he made this statement. He said that the queen of the south shall rise up on the day of judgment with this generation, and shall condemn this generation, for she came from far, uttermost parts of the earth, to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here, and yet they will not. Do you get the point? He was trying to rebuke them for their attitude of not honoring who was given to them. Yeah. He said, people have traveled, they were not my sheep. They had this seminar online and they traveled all the way to this place. Meanwhile, when I was preparing the food, I had you in mind. I actually had you in mind. I looked at some of our children, how well I wanted. This year, I met them last week. I prayed over them. I go to their schools. I talk to them. I call them. I really, 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 I want to be a youth pastor. In fact, that's the reason, one of the reasons why I was called to be a First Love Church pastor, because of my interest in the young people. I travel with them, chat with them. Clap for the Lord Jesus. See, the young people are clapping because they know, but the parents don't know. So it's a bad thing, and I just wanted to bring it to your attention. It's on my heart. Let me tell you before I start. Don't waste my seminars again. I'm your father. I should be able to rebuke you. I'm your pastor. If I can, then who will? Don't do it again. Otherwise, the next seminar, I'll go to Nashville. I'm serious, and it's not a problem. The place will be filled by God's grace. No, I'm saying that because it hurts to know that food was good. How many of you will agree that if you have breast milk after you've had a baby and the child is not eating, you worry more? Why? Because you think that what is nourishing for the child that is needed for growth and for establishment is being wasted. Yeah. That is why there's something called engorgement when the baby doesn't take. There's a pain that the mother feels for the baby's lack of feeding. Bible says that God said in Jeremiah 3:15, I will give you pastors after my heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. There are a lot of us who are having parental challenges. I'm sure when I bring biblical solutions to marital challenges, you pretend as if you don't have any. Yeah. When I bring another one about biblical solutions to sexual pressures, pornography, you pretend as if you don't do pornography. When I bring on biblical solutions to relationships or to financial success or to spiritual maturity, I say, oh, I'm very mature already. Don't do it. Tell somebody, don't do it. Amen. Bible says that Jesus said, when you are there and other people from outside come, they will condemn you. Yeah, they will actually judge you and condemn you. You've wasted it. That's what Jesus was saying. That people came from far. But you who are near, you didn't care. And I understand because the book of Mark states it. Mark chapter 6 from verse 1 says, and Jesus Christ went out from thence and came into his own country, his own church, and his disciples followed him. Few, like the disciples who came yesterday, maybe about 12. And when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. Believe me, what we shared here, it will be a blessing to you. Yeah, I have no doubt about it, by the grace of God. And in case you did not hear, you are a parent, even if you are not a parent, you are applying to parenting through relationship, and you become a parent one day, go and listen. It's on Facebook Live. And listen to it, especially the second one. If you don't have time for both, do just the second one, because I summarized the first and went on with the second. So if you have not time, just go to session two. Now, I'm saying that because I know that it will help. It will reduce my counseling, personal counseling, because a lot of the issues you are having will be resolved by the Holy Spirit through that word. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now, I am saying this to establish a point that I understand why some of you don't even listen to the podcast that I've recommended. And a lot of your issues and the blessings are inside that podcast that I'm recommending. And I'm telling you, don't joke with it. Because those that have taken this counsel, their lives are different. And there are tidbits, nuggets of anointed wisdom for our everyday life. You know, when God gives you a mother and gives you breast milk, he has actually provided for your needs. And if you are a child who does not feed, you are sick. My mother, when I was a child, I am told, and they tease me all the time, my wife has started teasing me too, that I didn't like breast milk, and perhaps that explains my behavior. Sorry, that explains my slimness, not my behavior. Yeah, kind of, you know. You know, my mother would be there and gorge, and I would not eat, just crying. They took me to hospital several times. Why? Because there's something wrong with a child who will not feed from the mother's breast. There's something wrong. Amen. And so, because they felt I was sick, that's why they took me to hospital. Although there were no signs of disease physically, but my mother knew that just the fact that I was not eating the food she was provided is a sickness. Anytime that there is a pastor whose sheep are not interested in feeding, there is a sickness. But we are healed in Jesus' name. It's a bold statement, but I'll make it. Jesus said it. He said, when he came to his own country, and when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Then verse 3. Is not this the carpenter? Mercy. Oh, do you see? What kind of person? This is a doctor. He's not a priest. Is not this a carpenter? Is not this our reverend small boy? Is not this a guy with an accent? The son of Mary. I've seen his mother before. The brother of James, his siblings were here. Isn't that Mamia Joa, Emilia's brother? And Joseph and Judah and Simon. And are not his sisters here with us? I know his children. And they were offended at him. And Bible says in verse 4, but Jesus said unto him, a prophet is not without honor. Normally a prophet is honorable. Except in his own country and among his own people or kin and in his own house. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You are clapping too. Verse 5. And he could there do no mighty works, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Let me tell you the explanation where some things are not working. It's because sometimes we are too familiar. That Bible says Jesus of all people, he could there do no miracles. Not that he did not, he could not. Even though he wanted, he could not. His ability ceased. When a child who is born with a mother's breast engorged ceases to feed for a while, at a point, even if the child comes, the mother could no longer feed. The breast will be clogged to be over. Yeah. I'm saying something. Amen. I'm saying it for your sakes. Amen. He could there do no miracles, save that he laid hands on a few folk. Yeah. You see the miracles that are going on the other side. Now, I'm saying this as a foundation to extrapolate to what is happening in the general sense. Hallelujah. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because Jesus Christ was not lost for power. Not that he was not anointed. Not that he could not, he would not he be. But they prevented, familiarity prevented. The biggest block to anointing is familiarity. It's the truth. And that's why many of us don't listen. When we talk about the bishop's podcast, we don't listen. Bible says they were offended in him. I was surprised to hear that even this honor your prophet, some of you are offended. And I said, it's in the Bible. I'm not surprised. Yeah. I'm not surprised at all. Now, what we are trying to do, let me put it there and clear. What we are trying to do is knowing very well that there's an anointing and knowing the scripture and spiritually what happens. We don't want our church members to be like other church folk. Most churches, they just go and come. They have no blessing in what is ministered. Only it's Sunday, we are Christians, so we should go to church. But they come empty and they leave empty. It will not be so with you in Jesus' name. There's no blessing that they receive from their prophet. There's no blessing. It is just like a club. It's just like a lecture. Nothing spiritual has been imparted. But it shall not be so with this church in Jesus' name. When you go to church, God has visited, and as I explained last week, a prophet or a priest is angel. The same word angel is used to describe the priest or the prophet. You should react to the pastor the way that you will react if an angel appeared here. Because they are the same. In essence. Yeah. The last time somebody were preaching, we're having a convention, and somebody came here and said there were angels here. All of us, wow, day two, the place was full. You didn't need that vision. You should have just known there's an angel here already. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's a messenger from God. That's an angel, an emissary, a messenger. One who carries God's words. That's why prophets say, thus saith the Lord. And angels also say, thus saith the Lord. Yeah, it's a representative. So today, as I thought through this thing, I said it's not no coincidence that it's come at Honor Your Prophet Sunday. You see the point? What I'm trying to say is that when you go, that's why I like the Catholic Church. They will let you understand the power of the Father. Even call him Father. Put the cassock on. Put everything. And it's very, even when you go and smell the incense, you yourself know that God is around. Because it's like God's perfume. You know, God has perfume and is walking around. The incense alone, it's a blessing. Perhaps I should bring incense here. But the most serious thing is that you are carrying to a higher level. Now let's look at the same chapter, Mark chapter 6. This same Jesus, he moved from there. He said, no, this is no. This is, I'm going to go to Nazareth. He moved from there and he went to Gennesaret. In verse 52 or so. Verse 52. You know? Read verse, Mark 6, verse 52. Verse 53 then. Yeah. From verse 50. It says, and when they had passed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. Jesus left them and went on a boat, left his country, left his church and went to Gennesaret. And when he drew near to the shore, look at what happened. That tells you it wasn't Jesus, it was the people. And when they were come out of the ship, straight away, the people knew that it was Jesus. Wow, Jesus has arrived. Not his country, but another country. Not his church. And they ran. Somebody say they ran. They ran through the whole region round about and began to carry about in bed people who were sick. The same Jesus that was coming to his people to lay hands, this time he didn't. People were running and carrying beds. Can you imagine? You go to the hospital, my sister is sick, Jesus is here, let's carry the bed. And the doctors are just saying, where are you going? I sign against medical advice, I'm going to a better place. Yeah, we can't wait for the bill and things to be assigned. They carried beds of those who were sick, and when they were hurt, who he was, when they heard, amen, and ran. And then verse 56, and whithersoever, wherever he entered, into the villages or the cities or the country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that he might touch, if it were, but even just the border of his garment. No, you don't lay hands, just let's touch the hem of your garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Same person. You know, when I went for the Camp Danny Paul conference, I saw something that I had not seen before. Hey, our bishop, that when we say honor your prophets, some get offended. Charlie, the man is not small. He was ministering outside the church. Because he said, you know, one of the reasons why he left the Kodesh is that they were behaving the way you are behaving towards me. He just said, let them take their church. Let them take. So he doesn't go to Kodesh anymore. The big church, thousands. He left it. Let him as his assistant. His assistant also left. Said, let the young people, because these people, they become familiar. They had no blessing. He went to the students, the young people. Young at heart, young in spirit. First love. Hey. The miracles, all these miracles, sometimes you see, where are they getting? It's real. It is because of their faith. I am trying to challenge your faith today in Jesus' name. Because there are miracles for you that will never come if your familiarity continues. Yeah. I saw something. I was sitting. You know, I usually, when you look on the, almost everywhere that bishop is preaching, I sit usually next, second or third row, right behind. Now, I was sitting here like that. I said, Edmund, you are the pastor. You know. And as I was sitting, this girl was here. Come. I'm the girl. Okay, so sit down. I'm the girl. And Bishop, take your microphone and come. He was preaching and coming. He would come. I just preach and walk by me and watch what I do. Merely he's preaching and he comes. Come. Keep preaching. Cameraman, are you? Keep preaching. Oh, yeah, just preach. Praise the Lord. In the name.
Going to bless you today.
And then as you're moving, you're moving. And then I see somebody will do this. I didn't understand. Wow. And then he will pass. You should do the same thing on the other side. He's going.
Father, bless your children today in the name of Jesus.
I said, what is going on here? So, you know, me, I've come with my big suit. The young people, the little girls and boys, when he's passing, they touch the garment. Then I asked the girl, what are you doing? You touched this man's coat several times. You are dirtying his clothes. That's what I was saying. And then she said, oh, I'm operating Mark 6, 56. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's what she told me, literally. She said, I am operating in Mark 6, 56 anointing. Huh? Immediately, I said, me too, I'm going to operate. So I was sitting here, and Bishop will come in. Now, he knelt down in front of me on here and preaching as he's kneeling down. Then I'm watching.
I want you to bless my children.
Then I do this. I also do this. For the Lord Jesus. I am touching the hem. I am catching the anointing. I am operating in the anointing. I am also operating Mark 6, 56. Tell somebody, it's time to catch my Mark 6, 56. Yeah. I'm telling you. When this thing happened to the woman with the issue of blood who touched the garment, he said, if I may but touch the garment, I'll be made whole. Yeah. And that changed everything. Faith. When he touched, Jesus said, something has left me. And Peter, big time familiar Peter like you and I. Oh, wow, there's so many people here. How come you say somebody? How do you know? How can we tell who? What a foolish question. Who touched me? A lot of people are touching, but there's a difference between a touch and a touch. A familiar touch and a true Mark 6, 56 touch. From now, you will have a Mark 6, 56 touch in Jesus' name. Yeah. Whenever God gives you a man of God, he has given you his representative. Jesus' anointing is on him walking here on earth for you. Yeah. Literally. And I did what the little children did. I now understand why Jesus Christ was speaking in Matthew 18 and said that, he said, who's the greatest in the kingdom? And he didn't say anything. He said, just bring me one. He took a little child and put him in the middle. And he said, if anybody will be converted and will be humble himself to be like this little child, in Matthew 18, 30, verily I say to you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom. And he also goes on this, whoever shall humble himself and become as this child, verse 4, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So I saw greatness in that little girl. I said, me, Bishop can push aside and also touch. I touched. And then he came and sat in front of me. I touch a sneak or snack few touch. I don't know. I may not get something physically, but there'll be a difference. The touch of faith is what's going to make the difference. Tell somebody, Mark 6:56 will work for you if you have faith. It's called honoring of the prophet. Yeah. It's called honoring of the prophet. And I'm going to read a story to you for you to adjust your thinking about this whole idea. One Old Testament, one New Testament. I've given the New Testament. The Old Testament is in 1 Kings or 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse number 8. Beautiful story. Prophet Elisha, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman. Somebody say, a great woman. And tap the next person and say, you are a great woman. You are a great man. Why are you telling Nana is a woman? Why? You've come to America all this, I still can't know the difference between man and woman. Okay. Mercy. No, I can't blame her because he tries not to look at any man. Anyway, and it fell on a day. The husband is not here, so I understand you. That Elisha, she, when your husband is not here, you shouldn't be looking around. You see all men like women. So, sister, you are in the spirit. Don't mind them. Amen. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed through Shunem, where there was a great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. Listen, people who understand prophets, they force them. They look, get something from me. Let me show some respect. I know what God has. Let me just give you something. Let me honor you. They beg to honor. Like these people, they ran to honor. They ran. It was Jesus, so you may not agree, but this is not Jesus. This is Elisha. Yeah. So all of us who have funny ideas when we do honor your prophet, you have to listen well. I don't blame you. It's not you. It's the evil spirits that the devil is trying to take our touch. Today, all those evil spirits are gone in Jesus' name. Yeah. That woman was great. She constrained Elisha to eat bread from her hand. And so it was that as often as Elisha passed by, he turned thither to eat bread. We would do it once a year, you know, on a birthday as well, and then it's a problem. No. Said often. I want to do this honoring often. And look at what happened. And Bible says in the next verse, and she said to her husband, usually husbands are not as spiritual. Yeah, women are more spiritual. Women are more sensitive to the spirit. True. Let's face it. Yeah, that's why they are more emotional. Women are more relational, more emotional, deeper in their relationship. They don't walk away easily. Yeah, clap for the Lord Jesus. Oh, no, it's the truth. It's the truth. I mean, look, I'm a man. Look, man, I won't insult us like that. It's the truth. Yeah. That's the reason why you count this church. Every time there will be more women than men. Why do you think it's the case? They love God more. Yeah. Girls love God far more than boys like God. And also, girls like boys far more than boys like girls. Hey, it's the same kind of heart. You know, hey, girls, they like boys, though. They really like boys. Oh. Now that I know how girls like boys, I'm wondering that why did I even go through so much fasting before I proposed to my wife? I shouldn't have. Oh, now when I look, I realize that she would have said yes on the first day. Only if I had to do it again, I would have just gone straight. And then after that, I'd rather say you fast so that I'll continue. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Anyway, she's in my corner, so I can say anything now. Those days, it was not easy. Now, listen carefully. Listen, I'm telling you the difference between your past and your future. Because today is going to be a watershed moment between concerning the way you receive. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. I'm talking about receiving a prophet. Now, and she said unto her husband, behold now, my husband, I perceive that this is a holy man of God. I perceive there's an anointing on this man, which passes by us continually. Instead of getting familiar because he preaches to us all the time, comes to sleep, he snores. He said, no, we can't be familiar. He's been here back and forth, back and forth. We've heard Bishop Doug. We hear the podcast. We come for camp. Pastor Lindsay has been here. But a spiritual person said, I perceive that it's a holy man of God. The word perceive is the word I am aware. Is the word I am, I acknowledge. Is the word, give me some more words for perceive. I sense. Now my senses are telling me that this is a holy man of God. I am now conscious of the fact. Yeah. To receive a man of God, you have to perceive consciously that he's a holy man of God. Yeah. Although he passes continuously. See, the man of God was passing me by continuously, but until I saw that little girl who had perceived this is a holy man of God, I was not acting. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful revelation. See, when I go and I minister somewhere, the amount of miracles that I see, I can now understand. It's the perception, it's a continual passing by that's ridden you. Yeah. So I'm going to invite other men of God to come and preach to you. Because I don't want you not to be blessed. Yeah. You shouldn't be happy about that. It's like your father telling you that, you know what, I'm going to get somebody from work to take care of you from today. Or a policeman. Behold, I perceive. Give me some more words. I perceive. I perceive that this is a holy man of God. What are some of the other words? I discern. I recognize, write it down, to perceive the anointing on a man is to recognize, is to discern, is to become aware, is to acknowledge, is to what again? To become conscious of. Any other words? It's what? Yeah. To be able to distinguish or identify. Amen. Wow. 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 To comprehend. To acknowledge. It's all here. It's powerful. Clap for yourselves. Clap for yourselves. It says, I perceive. Now, from that day, things changed. When he perceived. Look at that. Then the next verse 10. Verse 10 says, let us make a little chamber. He cannot just lie in the garage anymore. He cannot just be sleeping in the living room anymore. Because the guy was just being given, okay, you were passing by, dirty man, sit somewhere. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall. It means let's have an extension of this house for the sake of the man of God. And set for him, set. That means from now, it's consistent. Set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he comes to us, he shall turn in thither. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You know what it means? That let's create an atmosphere that will attract him. That whenever he passes, he'll come in because there's something. Now look at what happened to that woman from verse 11. And it fell on a day, but there was always a day, that there's always going to be a day of need, a day of trouble, a day that physical things cannot help, a day that it doesn't take a human, except God helps you. No man. There's always a day like that. There's always a day like that. Some of you are about to receive a miracle in Jesus' name. And it fell on a day that he came thither and he turned into the chamber. And he lay there. And then what? And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite woman. Call her. You know, there's something about honoring a prophet that provokes a blessing. Yeah. Doesn't have to know you. God puts that thing there. Even his prayer, he's suddenly opened up to become the angel that he's always been. Only you didn't see. But your perception changes everything. Yeah. So this woman sold a house, food, furniture, into his life, solely dedicated to the man of God, the holy man of God. And he said to his servant, call the Shunammite woman. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And verse 13 says, and he said to him, say now unto her, tell her, behold. You see, the man of God was telling it through. It's like one-on-one, but he said, tell her, let her know. Sometimes somebody has to tell you that, look, take this thing seriously. Because he stood before him. I'm wondering why, maybe he was a linguist. Tell her, say unto her, behold, you have been careful for us with all this care. What is there to be done for you? What can God, do you want God to do for you, my daughter, my son, or my brother, my sister? What is there? You have honored the man of God. What can be done for you? Today you are going to sign a check which is blank. You put your request on it. Yeah. What can be done for you? Would you be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. It's like, I don't need anything. But look at something. Now, the next verse. And he said, what then is to be done for her? He asked the servant, okay, this woman is rich. Like sometimes we feel. And that's why the gospel is for the poor. Bible says, blessed is the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. Or is it for this? Anyway. Yeah, kingdom. Now, when you feel like I don't need anything, often it cuts you off from spiritual blessing. And sometimes we don't even know what is wrong. But the man of God's assistant said, what is there to be done? He said, Gehazi answered, verily, she has no child, and her husband is old. And at that time, there was no Viagra. Hey! She has no child and her husband is old. In other words, performance, no matter what, it is over. Yeah. Yeah. Just like Abraham was dead, but an angel transformed everything. Yeah, it took an angel to transform 99-year-old Abraham into a childbearing young man. Went and performed and produced a baby. An angel did it, but a human being is representing the angel today, did the same miracle. Verily, she has no child, and her husband is old, like Abraham. And then verse 15. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. Verse 16. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, you shall embrace a son. I speak a miracle into your life. You shall hear congratulations. You shall hear congratulations. You shall hear congratulations. What did not work will work for you. And I speak as a representative of God, acting as your angel here, talking about the senior angel that we are honoring. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. One thing thou lackest was what Jesus told the rich man. He said, you are rich, but you lack one thing. That thing will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. And he said, a season of around this time, you will embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. Look, some of the things that you are requesting, even if I tell you it will happen, you will say, I'm lying. It shall be your story. You will call it a lie. Just like Sarah laughed when the angel said, you will have a baby. You may be laughing, but God will forgive you for laughing and fulfill it, just like Sarah. Only because it is God's will. For what you are sowing. Amen. And the Bible said, nay, my Lord. Nay, my Lord. Even the way he acknowledged, nay, my Lord. Thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. This was the same thing with Hannah. When Hannah was praying, had for years never had a child in 1 Samuel 1. And was praying. And the man of God said, what is this? Are you drunk? He said, nay, my Lord. Nay, my Lord. Nay, my Lord, I am not a drunken one. I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have spoken from the whatever of my heart. Yeah. And then the man of God, Eli, said, go and may the Lord honor thy petition. That was it. Within a year, he had a baby. And he had more children after that. That shall be your story. That shall be your story. Amen. And so this man of God said, she said, Nehemiah, no, don't lie to me. And then the next verse, the man of God spoke. And said, you shall conceive. The woman actually conceived. He manifested. The woman conceived actually and gave birth to a child. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So for me, I see the honor your prophet Sunday as a replay of this kind of story. A replay of the New Testament and Old Testament manifestations. When this season comes, it's a season where we sow honor into the man of God God has given to us. And not be familiar, but be children and be sheep properly. And God. So today, just like what this man of God did, we are also going to, they said, what is it that you need to be done for you? What is it that you need done for you? She thought there was nothing. But I want you to go and think. Because our Honor Your Prophet Sunday is next Sunday. I write something down about a miracle that is not possible. Last year, I wrote, you will not believe what it was. But I had a foot rot that had plagued me for a long time. I bought a lot of medicines. Medicines. A lot. It wasn't working. My petition was that may that toe be healed. That's it. I say to the glory of God, I'm free from that. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I stand here and I say that it is gone. Yours may be a sickness. Yours may be a spouse that you're looking for. Yours may be a whatever it is, a job, promotion, grades, whatever it may be. But be like this woman who said, okay, accept it. I may not have any, but this one thing that I need, only one thing. What is it that can be done for you for this honor shown this prophet? And then a year after that, the woman conceived. Let's believe God. Bible says, so I'm going to get these forms to you. There's little slips that you're going to write. Write. Believe God and write. Amen. And believe God and pray over it. This time, don't come to the prophet with just a gift, but with a request as well. Yeah, I'm serious. Because every year we come with a gift, but this time come with a gift and expect a gift greater than your gift. Greater than your gift. There's no way we can pay just a little chamber. The price is not a human being. Especially when your husband is old and Viagra is not around. Yeah. But this is all because of a scripture. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 40. I'm talking about receiving a prophet. He that receives you, what Jesus was telling his disciples who were going to preach, pastors and prophets. He that receives you, oh Peter, oh whatever pastor's name. He that receives you receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. Then he goes on in verse 41, says, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that unless you receive a prophet, there's no reward. Yeah. There is none. And this woman perceived and received the prophet in the name of a prophet. There was a prophet's reward. Amen. And therefore, this is a very important. I'm talking about receiving a prophet and receiving your prophet's reward, whichever you want to call it. A reward is a payback. A reward is what? Maybe look at that word over there, reward. Even in the olive tree, a reward means something. It means to be paid. Hey, I think it's going to help. Help me with some definitions. Pay for a service. What else? Your wages. Dues. Pay for your work. fruits that result naturally from your toil. That's what my Bible says. Fruits that naturally result from your toil. Fruits, a result of your toil. That means that it takes a toil. Receiving a prophet sometimes is hard work. In fact, it's hard work. A human being is walking around. Look at what the girl was doing, touching. My normal senses tell me, what is this? It's too superstitious. That's hard work. Faith is work. Faith is labor. And that is why those who do not exercise their faith, they have no reward. Yeah. Labor not for riches, labor for the blessing. Yeah. Labor for the blessing. Yeah. Labor for the blessing. Labor for the blessing. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, about the same Eli, when the baby came to Hannah, after Eli prophesied, the prophet prophesied, when the baby came, this was what Hannah said. Hannah said, he will keep the feet of his saints. God will keep. He had suffered too much. Said, God will keep the feet. He will stabilize them. And the wicked shall be silent in darkness. Why? Because by strength shall no man prevail. She had tried her strength. She had tried all maneuvers, fought with Penina, her rival, done a lot of prayer maneuvers, done a lot of things, but it didn't work. But this time, she didn't have to do anything. She just needed a prophetic word. She just needed a blessing. She just needed to perceive the power of a prophet that God had given her, that she was ministering before. And then she spoke and said, by strength shall no man prevail, not even one. I don't know what your strength, you tried with your strength that has not prevailed. But it's time to try to be rewarded for just honoring God's representatives. It's honor your prophet time. It's reward time. It's blessing time. It's your time. It's your season. It's your day. It's your hour. And I believe it strongly that from today, our lives will change. Yeah, our lives will change. And we will not only even give, but we will now listen to the words with a mind that has perceived that that's a holy man of God. That is how I move from indebtedness, from negative to zero to positive, by listening to the words that the anointing has put through the man of God. And if I have time, with the years, I will explain to you how to receive, the best way to receive from any pastor that God gives you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Your check is about to be signed. That thing which you lack is about to be fulfilled. God's supply will surpass your strength. For by strength shall no man prevail. I have tried. When I was a young person, going to try and do well, I couldn't. It took the hand of God. The hand of God will operate. Put your hand on your heart, please, right now. And tell the Lord, I believe, I perceive that we have a holy man of God in our founder and father who has taught Reverend Lindsay to be here. Lord, now that I perceive, now that I receive, I now also receive my reward. The prophet's reward is mine from today. As I listen, I shall be blessed. For they came to hear and to be healed. My healing is here. My conversion is here. My blessing is here. I have a child's heart of humility. So help me, God.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Be blessed. Singing praises.